Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Jean Paul.
And my name is Mark Muro. And today our guests are Joan Cullinane and Corrine Delgado, who are here to talk about Under 30, this year's showcase of performance art at Out North Theater. And this is happening, when? This weekend. It's coming up. And next weekend as well. Welcome, Joan, and welcome, Corrine.
Thank you. Thanks.
So, just explain Under 30. I know that for a long time before I ever went to one, that I thought it meant it was for people under 30.
Look at this hair. I have gray hair. Even though I did have gray hair when I was under 30.
Well, I learned quite a while ago the difference, but that's what I thought.
Yeah, me too.
It's just under 30 minutes. And even then, if people laugh a lot, you can go a little bit over.
Oh, good.
Well, you go like 45, 50.
Oh, Mark. I try to keep it within the limit, but you're right. Sometimes you can go 40.
Well, Mark did one of the best under 30s I ever saw. So,
really? Which one was that?
What was that? Let's talk about that for a minute. No. Yeah, I've done a few of them. Yeah. Anyway, so who's on the bill? It's Corrine, it's Joan, and it's Julius Rockwell, who couldn't make the show today, and he's got a show. Corrine, what's yours about?
Mine is entitled Cell Therapy, and it is the true story,
my story,
of one woman's journey through incarceration and where she ends up on the other side.
Wow. Like, you mean like in jail, in prison?
Yes, that's correct.
Oh, that's serious stuff. Jeez.
Well, this is actually my first stab at anything theatrical, because I normally just keep it to the poetry realm.
But and you do performance poetry.
Yes.
And you do a little bit of singing.
Yes.
And I saw you at the Mobile Trailer Supply not too long ago, where you had your own Corrine Delgado extravaganza. It was quite very entertaining, very impressive.
Thank you.
And you've won the Poetry Slams here up in Anchorage, up in Alaska, and you've gone on to represent Alaska, Team Alaska, in the National Poetry Slams. So you're an accomplished poet, and now you're stretching out to do storytelling, performance art.
Correct.
Ah, and what is performance as opposed to like a script-based theatrical piece? Let's define performance art.
There's silence now. It defies definition in some way. It could be anything.
Uh-huh. Well, this is autobiographical theater.
Yeah, part of it. But that
doesn't have to be,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, I mean, you could just be in a gallery and shave your legs or something. I mean, my sister was in a piece in New York.
Yeah, I think so.
The difference
somebody
with performance.
Somebody broke glass for the whole thing once, I remember, years ago.
Yeah, it's to make a point, whether the point is to show beauty or show some kind of feeling or some kind of provocative thing. So
but plays do that too.
Yes, but what's the difference? I think performance art can be anywhere. It doesn't have to be in a theater. And it just requires that there's a person. Whereas a play, you're right, it kind of, and this is one of the things about my piece, is that I want to break apart the construction of a play. I mean, what is a work of art and what is a play? A play actually should be fun. That's why it's called a play.
Ah, so they're playing.
Yeah.
When you came in, you told me that that yours required the audience to become participants.
Yeah, there is no play unless they get up there. It's like, yeah, sure, you can play with yourself, and that's probably what a lot of people do. But when you have a lot of other people, it's more fun. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone now,
the
you can just see everyone's faces here. It's getting a little risque. But the idea is that we kind of professionalize everything until then there's nothing left. Professional baseball, professional acting.
Right.
Why? Everyone has to start somewhere or else we'll never get any new talent.
Mm-hmm.
So why not get everyone up on the stage and have fun?
Yeah, out north. And Under 30 does this. They pick people from other walks of life. And one of the requirements used to be that you were supposed to do something you never did before. It always had to be new. You had to kind of push beyond the boundary mm-hmm. of what you were comfortable with. So if you were only in plays as an actor, you had to kind of do your own thing. You had to write something of your own. I mean, everything is self-authored, too, mm-hmm. at Out North. I mean, mm-hmm. with the under 30. Yeah. And Julius, who's not here, Julius Rockwell, who's a personal friend of mine, he also has a show that he's doing, which I'm really glad that he's doing. He's 90 years old. I guess that's a feature of his performance, which has to be told. Not that he shouldn't be out there, but he's just starting. Talk about starting, you know, like never too late to, you know, get into something new. It's pretty impressive.
And it's a perfect mm-hmm. combination because he has a story to tell. It's a great story. And if you're 17, you just wouldn't tell it the same way as when you're 90. He's told it a few times, I think, but it's just great.
Yeah, I've heard the story. He's told it to us. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's very entertaining.
Yeah.
It's a surprise, too.
Yeah. Yes, a surprise.
Too bad he couldn't be here today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Karina, is your story serious? It sounds terribly serious. I bet it's not.
Well, it is. unfortunately, it's not so much on the comic relief side, but I think it between my story, Julius, and Joan, I think it's a nice combination. So we'll have, you know, a very diverse array of emotions for the evening. So it'll be a nice roller coaster.
Excellent. Excellent.
Yeah, I like the frisson or the just kind of the resonance that happens between the different pieces, how they complement each other and kind of make a contrast. And it's kind of always interesting to see the group together taken as a whole, totally.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk, here with our guests Joan Cullinane and Karina Delgado talking about Under 30 starting yesterday at Out North.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right, because it was the preview mm-hmm. night. It was last night.
Mm-hmm. Right, the preview was excellent.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how the preview went.
Thanks for all the audience participation, because, like I said, without you, there is no play.
So Joan, what is it like, kind of like a kooky game show? Because I remember when you did your Mero show, when you were the mermaid, which Julius really liked.
I know he did.
Remember that?
I remember that.
You had something where you had everybody kind of like it was like a kind of a DSM. Everybody was diagnosed with some kind of neurotic or psychotic, you know,
yes.
label. And it was under their seat. And then you told, I don't know, well, are you going to do something like that again?
Yeah, there's just much more of it. And as a matter of fact, it's hopefully taking the attention away from me and on them. Because if you know, reality TV and even in theater, they always tell you don't get on the stage with a dog or a child because people will watch them because they're real. And they might do something exciting, whereas the person with the script is kind of boring. You know, they're just going to be reading what they're reading. So, yeah, it's just as much as possible people experimenting with courage, with fear, with all sorts of things in a fun way.
And you're like the MC ringmaster?
Yeah, a little bit.
You kind of goad them. So you, in
goad,
real life.
That's a nice word.
In your occupation in offstage, you're a therapist.
Yes.
So do you use your therapeutic skills here?
I like to call them group facilitation skills.
Ah.
I actually chose to do this particular play because of the work of Bill Irwin and David Shiner. They did this play called Full Moon, totally silent. When we talk about the silent protagonist later, no talking whatsoever, and they got lots and lots of people on stage constantly and people laughing and crying. So I said, you know, before I die, I want to do something like that.
Wow. Sounds impressive.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be quite that good, but I'm giving it a stab.
I think you might be better.
Thank you.
I think I'll hide
than those
under
two
my
guys.
Seat.
Yeah.
Whoever they are.
No hiding under your seat.
What?
We'll get you up there.
I said, I think I'll hide under my seat.
Oh, Jean Paul, I think it's time that you do a under 30 now.
I've been thinking about it.
Since everybody in this room has done it.
I've been thinking about it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Get
cook
Ruby
it up,
too.
Put you on the schedule. Yeah. So now this whole under 30 thing, this has been going on for quite a while. This is like, what, the 15th year or something of under 30?
I believe
And out north. And these are people, if anybody out there is interested in this form, they should contact Out North, because they take proposals and it's open to the community. And you can get out there and work it out, whatever it is. And part of the process, did you have like friends come with clipboards and stuff? How did you, cook this up, Karina?
Well, actually, during one of our open rehearsals was the first time that I performed any of it in front of an audience. And I was actually very glad to do it in front of strangers as opposed to friends, because I feel like the feedback is a lot better if they're willing to, you know, to talk and be open about it. So I didn't really commiserate with any colleagues, in creating the piece. I just, since it is autobiographical, I just told my story and included some spoken word poetry with that. And it's a story that I've told, that I have told many times before, because people seem pretty intrigued by that fact.
Going to prison.
Of going to prison.
That's a reality fortunately, a lot of us don't share. But a lot of us do, especially in this country, where there's like 3 million prisoners or something.
Oh.
This is like the prison industrial complex. Big money in sending people in warehousing humans.
Absolutely.
It's farming out their labor. It's a nightmare.
I think particularly people like hearing the story because it is, you know, perceivably triumphant. And, you know, I went on afterwards to do good things in the community, not only through arts, but I also have a nonprofit organization, which is a correspondence network for incarcerated artists. And 2 Februarys ago, I got to go to Folsom Prison and perform over there for...
Like Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
So you're the girl in black. Woman in black, I should say.
You can say that.
Oh, man. Yeah, yeah.
But it's a very 360 degrees of self-realization type of story. So I thought I'd make a good under 30.
I think it would. I'm really looking forward to it. Fascinating. And Joan, this is like, does this fit into the Merrow, the mermaid piece, as it's like the second installment of a work in progress or something?
You know, it is kind of, because there's a lot of water involved in it.
Water.
Yeah, there's a lot of water, but the character is completely different because it's much more clowny. I really love clowning because it makes me take myself less seriously. I mean, just even what Karina was saying, when you have a story, things can happen in life that can seem too difficult to talk about or deal with, but when you put it out there, you're kind of taking control of it and playing with it. Because you're saying, this isn't so difficult that I can't talk about it. And then when you do that, other people start talking, and it becomes less of a taboo. So,
Definitely. Yeah,
this is much more clownier than my last one.
And that's kind of one of the many benefits of theater.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, to kind of break the taboos and kind of communicate and get it out in the open.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's about all we have time for this afternoon. I want to thank both of you for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Joan Coulinane and Karina Delgado, who are performing in Under 30 this weekend and next at Out North. Very good. Thanks very much for coming.
Thanks.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. Anchorage Community Theater presents The Last Night of Ballyhoo at the ACT Studio Theater, located at 1133 East 70th Avenue. Showtimes are Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., and this show runs through January the 11th. For tickets and or more information, you can go to www.actalaska.org or call 868-4913 for reservations. Or you can call 344-4713. That's 344-4713.
And at UAA Wendy Williamson Auditorium, this winter's edition of The Overnighters, with the theme of the mute protagonist, What does that mean, Mark?
A mute protagonist is a main character that does not speak, and this will be a consistent feature of all the plays, which, as we know, as the overnighters, have to be written in 24 hours. So the night before the plays go up, the playwrights will be given a cast of characters, and one character in each play will be the mute protagonist.
And to watch these wonderful productions, you can come to Wendy Williamson at 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday, tomorrow and the next day. And just all you at UAA, all you have to do is show up. Tickets will be available at the door.
Yeah. And finally, Out North presents this year's Under 30, an annual showcase of performance art, January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and 9th, 10th, and 11th. Showtimes are Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday matinees at 4 p.m. at Out North. And tickets, you can go to www.outnorth. There's only three W's there. .outnorth.org or call 279-3800. That's 279-3800.
Well, that's it for this week's Stage Talk. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I am Mark Muro for KSKA.